welcome to the Pinnacle 5 podcast series. I'm Summer Yizer, host of this series of information and advice on financial topics. Our topic for today's podcast is how to make switching to a new bank easy. Our guest today is Brian Manning. Brian is a financial advisor at Pinnacle Financial Partners. When Bank of America announced it would charge a $5 monthly fee for debit card use, clients became so angry that Bank of America reversed their decision. However, large banks have begun implementing or testing other fees. Research shows that many clients who may want to switch don't act because they think changing banks is too much of a hassle.
And that's a misconception we hope to overcome in this podcast today. It can actually be a very easy process. And a side benefit is that it helps you get a handle on all your banking transactions and work with your new advisor to find ways to either reduce your costs or streamline finances. For instance, if you haven't been using online bill pay, it takes a little time to set up at the front end, but the payoff is the ease and convenience going forward.
Brian, give us a brief summary of the five steps for switching bank accounts and then more information on each.
Sure. First, look at all your options and choose your new bank carefully. Second, before you switch, organize all your banking information like account numbers and all your direct deposits. Third, open accounts with your new bank. Fourth, set up direct deposits, automatic payments, and all your online bill pay information. Fifth, leave your old accounts open for at least 1 month to make sure your drafts have stopped, checks have cleared, and deposits to your new account are coming in correctly. So let's look at the first step in choosing your new bank. I would ask friends, colleagues, and check online sites for feedback from their existing clients. Talk with people who are familiar with those particular banks. Before you make a decision, I'd visit the office that you plan to use and get a feel for the people that you meet and just the overall environment of the office. Is it a friendly place to bank? Are you going to enjoy going into that bank? Next, I'd get an understanding of all the services the bank offers that you might want to use. Make sure that you understand that certain services that you want to use with a bank are going to be available to you. Next, I'd get an understanding of all the fees. Understand debit card fees and monthly maintenance fees. Make sure you understand if there's any account balances that you have to maintain, that you understand what those are. And also make sure you have an understanding of their overdraft fees and their policies. Last, I'd check about ATM processes. Some banks, including Pinnacle, allow you to use your debit card at any ATM worldwide without charge. This is important because of out-of-network charges can run as high as $4 or $5.
Ron, after you have all this information, how do you make the right decision?
Well, Summer, banking is really personal preference. Typically, all the products are the same, and it's really important that you've got somebody that you can count on to be there. Service and advice is going to be important. It's important that you know that if you've got a question or an issue that you need a response to, that you've got somebody who's experienced who can answer your question effectively and help you out. The next step in the process will be to organize all your banking information. You want to make a list of all the account numbers that you have with your current bank and make sure that you get those set up with your new institution. Next, look at direct deposits. Make sure that you collect the necessary information that you'll need to make sure those deposits are going into your new account. Look at all your automatic payments and make sure that those drafts begin to draft from your new account. Go through all your bills and make sure you have the necessary account numbers and information to begin to pay those bills from your new bank account. And last, make sure that if you have any items that are debited directly from your debit cards or credit cards, that you have that information ready and handy to be able to begin those drafts directly from credit cards and debit cards. The next step in the process will be to open your accounts at your new bank. You'll need the proper identification, including a valid photo ID, your Social Security number, and proof of address, maybe such as a utility bill, to begin the account opening process. You'll also need to fund your new checking account with a check from your old bank or an electronic funds transfer, and it's important that you check with your bank about what amount that needs to be to open the new account.
So, Brian, when will I be able to use the new checking account, and how long does it typically take to get a debit card?
Typically, you can begin to use your account immediately. If you switch to a bank like Pinnacle that provides the ability to print a debit card in the office at account opening, there's no wait to begin using the account. The next step in the process is to set up direct deposits, drafts, and online bill pay. Your new advisor can help you with all these processes. Personnel will also be available to train you on something like bill pay if you decide to use it.
Now, Brian, is there any security risk as you're setting up this information? We hear so much about online piracy.
Well, first, Summer, banks are highly sensitive to the risk of any information security breach and place a high priority on ensuring that their sites are protected and secure. As for the individual, it's especially important to protect yourself when using online banking. I'd keep your access information in a secure place and use passwords that are easy for you to remember, but not something obvious that people could guess easily. The last step in the process is to make sure you leave your old accounts open for at least 1 month. The reason we suggest this is to make sure that all your drafts have stopped and are coming out of your new account, to make sure that any checks have cleared the old account, and to watch to ensure that your direct deposits are going into your new account and everything's operating correctly.
So, Brian, let me recap these 5 steps again. Number 1 was to choose your new bank carefully. Number 2, organize all your banking information like account numbers and direct deposits. Step number 3 is to open accounts at your new bank. Number 4, set up direct deposits, drafts, and online bill pay. And the final step, number 5, is to leave your old account open for at least 1 month. So, Brian, what final takeaway do you have for our audience?
I think the bottom line is that a client who is unhappy with his or her current bank should explore options and understand that there really is less hassle than you might think. It actually can be a very easy process, and I think people can realize that it's a beneficial process if they'll just simply take the time to go through it.
Thank you for sharing your expert advice on this important subject, and thanks to everyone for listening to this Pinnacle 5 podcast. You can learn more about Pinnacle under the About Pinnacle section on the website at pnfp.com.